friends from the city of TKK in the house, Caroline Hasty and Jeremy Wander. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Glad to
familiar
be here.
Faces. Well, Jeremy, welcome to you in your new role.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yesterday was the start of my third week, but very familiar with the area, and it's always fun to be in broadcast house from hear something like this today or Friday nights after games during the end zone hanging out with you guys.
It was a win for TK.
You got a good one in there, Caroline.
So
what is the latest? I know we've got a big event going on September the 11th in TKK.
Yes, we do.
Yes, September the 11th, obviously, this will be 25 years since the tragic attacks on the World Trade Centers and on the Pentagon. But the fire department, Chief Hasty, they are organizing having a memorial service that day. And actually, the night before, they are having fire department and volunteers from around the city will actually be planting a flag at Catawba Park for each first responder that tragically lost their life on September 11th. And then the service will begin on at 8:30, and we'll actually pause for a moment of silence at 8:46 when the first plane hit the first tower. And that event will be live streamed, but, you know, on Facebook if you can't make it, but we hope everybody will come out to Catawba Park and, you know, make their walk around the fields among the flags and just take some time to remember what happened 25 years ago.
That's going to be such a powerful visual to be there that you'd want to see it in person and just connect with that, because it's crazy that it's been 25 years. And I love the intentionality of putting the flags out for every first responder. That's really powerful. And so no registration required. Just show up probably a little early. It starts at 8:30, you said? Okay.
Yeah. We'll have a coffee truck there. So if anybody
there we
wants
go.
To grab
now we're talking. Yeah.
You know, got to have some motivation to get up early. But, it's going to be a beautiful event. We have bagpipe that's going to be playing as you walk through the field. It's beautiful. We have gratitude cards that will be where if you want to write a note of thanks to veterans, military, current military, police, fire, border patrol. So it's quite impressive. It's going to be.
Yes, Chief Hasty has put a lot of effort into this.
It sounds like
in the short time I've been there, we've had a couple of meetings about this event. He is really excited and really passionate about this.
There's a lot of meaningful touches with the community. But even though it's such a somber remembrance, this is still family friendly, like kids can come, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And then y'all have Catawba Fest coming up too, September 26th, is that right?
Yes. Super excited about Catawba Fest. It will be Saturday morning, September 26th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It is truly a community event. On the stage, we'll have music provided by Encore Music Studios, School of Rock, Gold Hill Middle School, and then we'll end the day with Diamond Dixie. They're just a phenomenal band, a country band. And we have over 95 arts, crafts, business vendors and 20 food trucks.
I was going to ask about food.
Yeah, we do have some food.
Good to know.
And the winners of the Best Damn Food Festival, they will be there serving up as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that's open to the public, no registration?
Yep. Okay. We'll have a bus transportation to and from Cornerstone Church going to the park, so it's free parking, free bus ride, and we do have about 500 parking spaces, so we believe that morning will be pretty good, but we have a lot of exciting things. We want to kick off the shopping season, the holiday and fall season, back to school.
Absolutely.
You know, that's when I start decorating myself, so we got some pretty cool things going on, so thank you.
And you also have a golf tournament coming up, right, to benefit Camp Cadet?
When
is that?
Yeah, TKK Police have their Camp Cadet golf tournament. That's going to be October 9th, but we want to let people know now because registration is open and it will fill up quickly.
Okay.
And so we want to let people know that they can get out there, you know, enjoy some time, have a good round of golf on one of the nicest golf courses in the area, TKK Golf Club, and supporting a great cause, Camp Cadet, you know, throughout the school year. So it's already happened for the summer of 2026, but police officer and school resource officers identify children who may be in need of something to do during the summer. So this will actually benefit children going into summer of 2027, where they have a week day camp and they take them around, take them to various activities, teach them about the inner workings of, you know, first responders, police, fire, and just other general things fun around the city that they can take advantage of and hopefully, you know, keep them entertained and give them some inspiration.
That's some workforce development and fun all woven together. That's awesome.
All over together. Have y'all been to our golf course?
Yes, beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah. They've done some major renovations. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the pavilion they've turned into the golf? That is where the pro shop is now.
Oh, cool.
It's beautiful. Super impressive. And the Garrison is now in the restaurant space.
Okay.
And they've done a phenomenal job. It's just beautiful.
So for that tournament, do you look for corporate sponsors? Can individuals register? Or is it just for some? How does that work for signing up?
First response, we have registration open for individuals, but there'll be teams playing. And you can check out our social media channels for more information on that.
Yeah. Okay. Go to the police department, TKK Police Department, and they're always looking for sponsors. Yeah. Who isn't?
Right, exactly.
I'm always looking for sponsors. Come on.